AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is stepping off in New York this morning. About 3 million people expected to squeeze into Manhattan to watch.
It really is a huge parade. We've got 17 giant balloons. We've got about 50 smaller balloons. We've got 27 floats that are going to make the way down the parade. We've got 11 marching bands.
Parade organizer Amy Cool. And although the NYPD says there is no specific credible threat against the city, there'll be cops everywhere. Where, in the words of the NYPD's top uniformed officer, Jim O'Neill, says some of those cops will be very visible.
You'll be seeing a lot of people in armor, in helmets, and there will be people with long guns this year also.
He was on the Today Show. Pat Flint won't be at the parade. He flew from Fort Lauderdale to Baltimore for Thanksgiving. We found him on a layover at the airport in Atlanta, where he said the lines haven't been all that bad, really, but even if they had been, he'd wait as long as he has to safely clear security.
With what's been going on recently, I don't care how long they take. I just want to be safe.
President Obama is assuring the nation that there's no known plot against the country on this Thanksgiving, and he says Americans can safely focus on the holiday today.
Thanksgiving is a day for food and football, and for hoping the turkey didn't turn out too dry.
But he also called for a commitment to helping others, appealing again for the nation to accept thousands of Syrian refugees. The British Prime Minister David Cameron is trying today to persuade Parliament to support airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria. He's telling the Parliament that those airstrikes will not raise the risk of an attack in Britain because, he says, the UK is already in the top tier of countries the militants are targeting. Meanwhile, an angry Russian President Putin says Turkey hasn't apologized for shooting down a Russian warplane. This is AP Radio News. Chicago's school system says it's preparing for what may come now that a video has been released showing a white police officer shooting black teenager Laquan McDonald 16 times. The officer, Jason Van Dyke, is charged with first-degree murder. We're learning that parents have received a letter from the school system assuring them the video will not be shown in schools. Meanwhile, protesters like William Calloway say Chicago has a history of not disciplining its police officers.
Undisciplined. You got people on the Chicago Police Department with 50 complaints, still working every day. Jason Van Dyke had 18 complaints.
A New York City mother who left her newborn baby in a Christmas manger inside a church will not be prosecuted, say authorities. A church custodian found the baby, and emergency crews took the child to a local hospital where he is said to be in good shape. Authorities say the mother felt the child would be safe in the church. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.